Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
The crowd goes wild with delirious joy at the mere mention of my name. This is the Mark Unger Show, the show that handles all things concerning
knowledge.
I am, of course, Mark Unger.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Joining me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
You never know what you're going to get.
And of course, that's true. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
Your boy's different.
Engineering, as always, Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this program, coming to you from the exact center of the galactic universe, Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's where God lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
At least for this month so far.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. The rest of the country is just dying from heat, and it's glorious here in Green Bay. We're loving every second of it. This is the show that handles all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Here's how the show works. You get to send us questions about anything under the sun, being totally anonymous. We, in return, are pretty brutally honest in the way we deal with your answer. Just keep in mind, we don't really know who you are, and we don't really know your whole situation. Don't get all freaked out. You don't understand everything. Of course we don't understand. It's just one email that you get to send to us, and then we deal with it. This is not a show for building your self-esteem. If you have real self-esteem issues, you probably don't want to hear from us, because we will hammer you and tell it like we think it. We're not trying to be mean. We're just trying to be brutally honest.
See, it's why I can do this show every day, because I don't have self-esteem issues. If I did, I'd be in trouble hanging around you two jokers.
I have self-esteem issues.
You two jokers.
I'm not wonderful enough.
I'm
fabulous, but I'm not wonderful enough.
I'm so depleted of self-esteem that it just doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
All right, what you got today?
Okay, this is Ross's story that he sent me. It actually comes out of the UK. It's from the Daily Mail.
The Ook.
The Ook, yes. America's Lost Boys. Why are so many young men failing to grow up? Was the title. According to new research, America is producing a generation of lost boys who lack the drive to start their careers and instead drop out of college and end up languishing in their parents' basements surfing the internet. Last year saw the lowest level of youth summer employment on record, with only 60.5% of those aged 16 to 24 in work or actively looking for jobs, compared to 77.5% in 1989. For men, that figure has fallen by 20%. Only 14% of women have noticed or have stopped getting summer jobs. Psychologists blame the trend on a range of factors, from boys becoming disillusioned at high school to the rise of video games and the internet.
Why would they become disillusioned at high school?
Because of the educational system. It goes on and explains it a little bit more.
What, the educational system's designed for women?
Yes. This says exactly what you say, yes. By the way. According to Leonard Sachs, a psychologist, there are five factors leading teenage boys adrift. First, video games. Studies suggest that some of the most popular video games are disengaging boys from real-world pursuits.
As my grandson plays video games,
that's right,
hour on end in the next room while we're doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Legos. It's Star Wars.
Maybe that's okay. The second thing he says is teaching methods. Profound changes in the way children are educated have had the unintended consequence of turning many boys off school.
That, I agree with.
Yes.
I think they talk a little bit more. We have created an educational system that is designed for girls.
Everybody's a winner.
Created by women or feminized men for girls. They think that the female approach to life is the proper way. And unless you act and respond like a nice little girl, you do not fit in school. And it becomes very disheartening for boys.
The third thing he points out is prescription drugs. Overuse of medication for ADHD may be causing irreversible damage to the motivational centers in boys' brains.
What's wrong with Ross?
I say amen to that.
Your boy's different.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. Mm-hmm.
The fourth thing he points to is endocrine disruptors. I hate that when my endocrines get disrupted. Environmental estrogens from plastic bottles and food sources may be lowering boys' testosterone levels, making their bones more brittle and throwing their endocrine systems out of whack.
They don't know. What they are noticing, folks, and we've talked about it on this show, and I talk about it as I travel around the country, the world, is that the testosterone level in men is dropping. Mm-hmm. I argue it's from porn and masturbation. Nobody knows for sure.
No.
But I think what we have read in those studies from like Psychology Today or whatever, mm-hmm. these psychologists are writing and saying, asking the question, asking other psychologists, has anyone noticed that when men stop masturbating, mm-hmm. that their confidence increases, their voice deepens, and it sounds like a rise in testosterone.
Yeah. It does.
But think about, if you look at that, if this is starting at an earlier age, if you talk about the school system, especially if it comes to like sports or challenge or winning and everybody, you lose this pursuit of, you want to run as fast as you can because you want to beat that person next to you. Yeah, competition rises this level of testosterone in you, but if that's not even there anymore,
people are shutting down. Everybody's supposed to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No one should be, even games like baseball now are very much frowned on because it's too much one kid exposed to his weaknesses at the plate.
Right.
Whereas on a soccer team, you don't notice so much as one kid standing out. It's more shared. Basketball's more shared. Football, a little bit more shared. But baseball is really just about you and that pitcher. It's either the pitcher's a dork or the guy swinging the bat's a dork or whoever is trying to catch the ball is a dork.
Exposes your weakness.
They actually don't like it because they say it's crushing people's self-esteem when we're hiding that from kids and keeping them away from it. This idea, talk about pulling stuff out of your rear. Plastic bottles might be, they don't know. That's a guess. People think I'm guessing when I talk about porn and masturbating.
No, I have heard that before, though, that there's, because of the water systems and all of the drugs and chemicals and stuff that get into our water and all that. I have heard that before is all I'm telling you.
There is more baloney. This is my personal opinion. I am not a nutritionist. Don't pretend to be. And if you're a nutritionist, don't write me because I don't really care. Okay? But I think there's one thing that there's more extremism on. It's with water. This idea that water. And there's people who say we should not put chlorine and stuff in the water because – do you know what kills more people than anything on the planet almost? It's bad water.
Yeah, bad water.
It's the chlorine of things that we do that gives us drinkable water.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, you got to drink, 27 bottles of water a day. Or even if you go, I would love, I saw a thing, John Stossel did a thing on ABC News.
I like him.
And he wanted to ask the question, where do people get this idea that you need to drink X amount of bottles of water a day? And he went to the National Health Institutes and all these major schools, and everybody said, they have no idea.
It's just been said so many times.
Single one. Really? It is an absolute myth. He says there is no evidence. And people, if you go get a massage, they'll tell you after, make sure you drink lots of water so you can flush your system. It's as if you drink water, it goes flushing through all your
butt.
Right.
It just goes right out your...
Right.
Wangerdoodle, for heaven's sakes. In fact, if you drink lots and lots of water, you run more of a danger of
drowning.
Drowning. of just stressing your urinary tract.
Right.
It's not like when you drink water, it goes flushing through your legs and your arms and your back. I mean, it's just, there's more nonsense
to the whole water
thing. The whole water thing than almost anything. I don't know why I just got off on a little thing there.
There were studies out last week about the plastic bottles, though. Some PBs, some initials. No, it wasn't PCBs. It was something else.
A different BB.
Some, but
PCDBDBB.
connecting the bottle to the drop in testosterone.
Well, that's why they want you to get all these stainless or aluminum things, whatever.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, they're more on the testosterone level. I don't think it's because of plastic. You know how much, man, how much plastic would you have to be sucking out of to get?
I don't know. A lot.
It's because we have created the matrix, mm-hmm. which is what they're talking about. Instead of men really living life, they spend their time in video games, like they're saying. Instead of making love to real women, they sit there and look at porn and masturbate. Instead of really going out there and having fun. And look, nobody loves football and stuff more than people here in Green Bay.
Right.
But at some point, guys have actually, they've replaced living life, and they live vicariously by watching other
through
people
the screen.
Do it.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy sports, but these guys, they watch sports all day long.
That
on sports channels,
life.
You know, and they're living vicariously as if they're the ones out there doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We've created a thing where guys don't really do anything. They don't really experience life.
Mm-hmm.
We're experiencing it through
that's right.
video games, through sporting events, through, you know, whatever, masturbating, porn. We've created this matrix, and it is physically affecting men. I think it has little to nothing to do with plastic bottles.
Okay.
Go on this next.
I'll put my money based on everything else.
Go on the next one, which
you'll
really like.
The next one is devaluation of masculinity. Shifts in popular culture have transformed the role models of manhood. 40 years ago, we had Father Knows Best. Today, we have The Simpsons.
Don't.
One of the psychologist people they were interviewing said that many parents see the trend starting when their sons are still in high school. We very often have seen parents coming in talking about teens who are languishing, spending much of their time on the internet, not fulfilling academic responsibilities, not fulfilling their potential. They have a hard time finding something to commit to because it feels like a waste of time to them. He also blames movies like Knocked Up and The 40-Year-Old Virgin, as well as television programs like Jackass, which idealize the stereotype of a lazy man. They're almost saying it's cool to be rude and oafish, to be destructive and not very productive. And then he talks a little bit more about the education system. I've spoken with many boys in grades 1 through 3 across the U.S., and they've, told me that school is a stupid waste of time. When I ask them why, they say, I got in trouble for throwing snowballs, or because I couldn't sit still, or on account of I drew a picture of soldiers stabbing each other.
Seriously?
Yes, oh, absolutely. Yes. It's bad.
How many hours do you think you sat drawing pictures of guys killing each other?
A lot.
Man, we did that. I could think of hours sitting on paper.
Yep.
And
it's all bad. Bad.
What I would do is I would draw like little round circles and little circles here, and then I would just like going back and forth.
And like a little war.
A little war. And see how many guys, who's going to die? And then you finally kill the other guys, and then that army won. Just sit there and fantasizing about killing people.
Were you brutal on the playground as well? Like with that, do you remember the game Bombardment where you just take that ball and you have the two sides and you just chuck it at each other?
Killer ball? Killer ball is what we called that.
They don't play that anymore.
We did.
No, they don't. I don't think they do it in schools
anymore. I don't think they can either.
Yeah. Everything. We're afraid of everything.
Yeah. He says school is no longer a boy-friendly place.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great. Yes. I'm going to hang on to this one. Who said this? Fiona Roberts.
Wrote this in the Daily Mail. Yep.
I knew you'd like it.
Yes,
I mean, that's,
yes.
That's we have been talking about this stuff for years.
Except for the plastic bottle part.
Yeah.
They also add a thing at the end about waiting, postponing marriage. As young women increasingly put off having children while they pursue their careers, the age at which young people get married increases too, so young men can postpone growing up as long as they want.
Which is bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
What? This is all written by Mark Gunger, it's like.
I know, it sounds just like
him. For heaven's sakes, these are the things that we talk about all the time. This is the stuff that is destroying our culture. Yes. Everything, I would argue, except the plastic bottles. You know, it's conceivable that also other health factors are going there, but I did.
But I tell you what, that ADHD and the meds and stuff and just what's happening with children at a younger age.
Well, they're drugging boys, so they act more like girls.
Absolutely. Yep.
Compliant little girls.
Yep.
That's why they drug them all.
It kills their soul.
You say that
without them even knowing it.
Right. No, they don't even know.
If you act like a normal boy, you need to be drugged. If you act like a little normal boy, there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true,
we
but that's the way they're treated.
We have to tame that wild spirit in him.
Oh, man.
I know.
All right.
It makes you mad.
Sad. Lost boys. America, we should get this posted on the...
I will.
Do we post it? Do we post all these things?
I post the articles on the radio show site. Yep, and they're archived.
So you're not just sitting around eating bonbons all
no,
day.
No, I actually have a job and I do it.
Really?
I do.
Really?
Surprisingly.
You do yours?
I do mine.
That's the...
Surprisingly, I actually do my job. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a flipping radio show. Trust
hey,
me.
Hey, come on now. It takes us too, you know.
Yeah, I know. You got to show up.
We have just been dissed. All right. We will come back right after this with your emails that you can send to us at radio@markgunger.com. We'll be back with those right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. One hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Everybody get up, shake it.
Burning down the one night stands. Burning everything around me. Yeah. Got to stop to feeling so low.
So low.
And I decided quickly. Yes, I did.
Until you die, which hopefully is not today.
Anyway. I'm so happy I can chair dance and my chair doesn't squeak anymore. I fixed it this morning.
Yep, she brought out the WD-40, which was Why Diane 40.
We'll have to do chair dancing.
It doesn't go.
When we start streaming the show on video, everybody can see us chair dancing because we're grooving.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what you got?
Okay, first email says, I listen to your show frequently and have a question of my own. Please be gentle with me. Can't promise that, but I read it for you anyway, hon. I've been with my husband for 8 years. I am a Christian. He's not. She actually married him as a Christian and him as a non-Christian. I asked that. It's not like she became
So she knew it going in.
Yes. We have 2 children, a 3-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter. The daughter is not his, so she must have had a previous. Our marriage is strained, to put it lightly. We have had problems involving pornography, which he claims he does not watch anymore. However, I do not believe him. We've had issues with him having late-night phone calls while he works midnight shift with another woman. He claimed that they were just friends, but he would hide the phone history and text from me. He is emotionally unavailable, and when we are intimate, I feel feel like we are in a porn video. He is also unkind emotionally and mentally to my 10-year-old daughter. At one point, I separated from him and moved into my own home. They are currently still separated. 2 days after I left...
They're separated right now?
Yes.
Okay.
2 days after I left, he slept with another woman and told me it was not cheating because I had left him.
Because he was tired. Oh, he was just sleeping. My. He was just sleeping.
He was
just
bored.
Mm-hmm. We have been to years of counseling for these problems and nothing has changed. He says that he wants to stay in the marriage, but he continues to lie, watch inappropriate things, and treat me and my daughter like we are dispensable. Mm-hmm. I've spent many nights crying and having anxiety attacks because of the things he has done and the lies he has told. We do not live together yet. We've been separated living in different homes since October of 2010. He wants me to move back with him, but I don't see any changes. There is zero trust in this marriage, and I am completely miserable. He is hurting me and is hurting my daughter emotionally. I'm not sure what to do. Help.
Just wait. Just hang in there. Get happy. Get really, really happy.
That's right.
Get as happy as you can be. Enjoy life. Is he still helping pay the bills?
I don't know. During I didn't separation? Ask that. I would think so.
I don't know what the financial situation's going on. I would be as happy and as content as you can possibly be and look drop dead gorgeous.
That's right.
Drop dead gorgeous. Every time you walk around and he sees you,
he's
going to go, hoochie mama, what am I doing? I should be with this woman. And just be as happy as you can be. And be patient. Just be patient.
But he's out there sleeping with other people.
Well, you know, that's your call. You either divorce him or not. He's still doing it. It sounds like he was, you have to understand, the guy's not a Christian.
Right.
So I'm not going to yell at him. So we don't scream at people who are not Christians when they act like non-Christians. I yell at people who are Christians, who go to church, who pray about getting all felt up and being a slutty grandma. That ticks me off. Okay? Right. There's no excuse
for
that.
He's acting like the person that
well,
he is.
Well, he's an unbeliever. Right. You move out, he's mad. I'm going to show her so he screws some chick.
Mm-hmm.
And from a non-Christian worldview, it's... pretty appropriate
in
your mind. That's
a normal
kind of,
response.
That's a normal response to that kind of stuff.
It's tit for tat.
So he had, literally. But we don't go there. So, if what you've done is say, look, we're not going to do that. What you need to let him know is, you say to him, I want to come home.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a lover to you. I want to build a great life together. And just smile like as pretty as you can when you say it to him. But you reaffirm, I will not do it as long as you're doing this stuff.
Right.
And just wait him out. Just keep waiting. You know, even at some point, a horse will come to drink out of the water trough when he gets thirsty enough. So just hang in there. Relax. Don't get, I don't know how I can take it. And this is terrible. And I'm stressed this way. My children. Just relax. Your children will not die. You know, because they almost say, well, you know, I need to get divorced.
Because she said all of her friends and family tell her to leave him.
Yeah.
And to divorce him, I guess. That's what leaving him means.
Yeah.
Dump him.
Yeah, based on what I'm getting from this email, and again, we never know the whole situation.
Right.
Based on what I'm seeing in this email, you as a Christian woman, you just be happy, content, be sweet, enjoy life, be as happy as you can with your family and your life, and let him know it, and be sweet, and be as kind as you can to him, but do not yield. Do not yield.
No, because if you go back in, there's no change. You're back in the same sewer.
Well, at some point, he'll say, okay, you win. And then you move in, and he'll probably do it again. Then you move back out. Even a dog at some point can be trained. Mm-hmm. If you got to do it 20 times, then do it 20 times. Just relax. Say, I didn't want to. Well, then that's why, sweetheart, the Bible says you don't marry someone who doesn't believe in God in the first place. Mm-hmm. You ignored that advice. Okay, now you got to put on your big girl panties and deal with life. Your answer for your daughter or your kids, she's got kids with this kid?
Yeah, one with him and one that was
the answer previously. Is not divorce. The answer, you know, I was talking to my wife yesterday. About this, you know, because they say that better to get a divorce than to see,
that's the party line all over the place.
Yeah, than strife in the home. And she said when her mom and dad were fighting, they'd literally get on the floor, wrestle around, pull each other's hair.
Like physical fighting.
I mean, it was like the kind of stuff you get arrested for today. Yeah. You know, you can't do that to a woman, thank God. And she said, I remember being a little girl on the couch crying, watching that. But she says, as stressful as that was, it was not as stressful as the divorce.
No, I believe that.
That is brutal. This idea that it's better to be divorced than for your kids to see the strife is not true.
That's the big
What's
lie.
What's the best thing is for you to succeed with this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, now, this is assuming he has stopped this behavior.
If he's still sleeping now, around,
if he's still around
watching
sleeping
porn
and looking at porn and committing adultery, yeah, at that point, then I would have to agree with your family and friends. You need to divorce this guy. And it's the ultimate violation of the covenant.
Right.
Absolutely.
But what if you're telling me as soon as he moved out because of his behavior, he got angry, went out, and had sex with – it sounds to me just like a carnal response.
Retaliation.
Yeah, it's just a retaliation from some heathen guy, mm-hmm. you know. So anyway, I don't know. If you can get past that, great. If you can't, you know, the Bible does say, right. you know, it's grounds for divorce if that's what you want.
But it's still going to be a hard road. That's the thing that I don't think people understand. Yeah. Yes, this is hard. What she's talking about is very difficult. But it's not like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm going to move on and life becomes a bed of roses because the problems go away. Because they do not. You're trading one set of problems for another. So you got to be ready for that.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to push come to shove, does she have the right at this point yes. to divorce a guy? Yeah, based on... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because adultery, yeah.
Adultery is the ultimate deal breaker. What people don't understand is divorce is not much of an answer.
No.
Right.
It creates its
icky,
own problem.
Icky answer. If you can avoid it, and if he, again, a non-Christian guy who just got mad at you and did something stupid makes more sense to me than, you know, some Christian guy who, you know, I think Jesus wants me to screw around, you know, or someone who keeps doing, now if he's still right. doing it, that's what I don't know.
Is he still doing it?
If he's actually sitting out going out committing adultery.
Then that's
a different picture than what you showed us on the email, which sounds like he got mad at one time and did this just to kind of get back at you. That I could see.
Well, in the porn, if he was watching the porn when they were married and she kept having sex, as she said she felt like she was in a porn movie, I'd have stopped having sex with him if right. he was watching porn.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what she essentially has done. She moved out.
Right.
You know, she's drawn the line in the sand. Sadly, none of this had to happen if she would have followed the Bible's advice in the first right. place. She didn't. So you're kind of in a rat's nest here. Mm-hmm. So anyway, at the end of the day, you're going to have to listen to your family and friends. They'll know better than we will. I mean,
yeah, because they know the ins and outs of the
but
situation.
Based on the snapshot that we see in the email, I would say wait the guy out, pray, and see if you can't win him over. Based on what I'm seeing here.
Right.
Okay.
But if everybody's telling her, get out, then there might be much more to the story.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell because so many people are so squirrely. I mean, that's like the common line, as you said.
Get out.
Just divorce him.
Just divorce him.
Just divorce him, right. you know. He spilled his cereal on the floor. Oh, just divorce him.
Well, just as long as you're not happy, they say. If you're not happy,
just divorce him. You know.
If you're not happy, just
divorce him. So I don't know. Her friends and family might be all a bunch of dorks when it comes to the service. It's hard to tell.
True. She did say that her pastor said...
Yeah, what'd he say?
My pastor won't tell me either way. He did say that as long as I stay, this will have to be the way it is because my husband will never change. Which I don't think saying that he'll never change is very good advice.
I don't buy into this. There's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. What it will say is if he wants you back in his life, he's going to have to change.
Yeah.
And if you can fight for that, then fight for that.
And maybe he doesn't want her back.
And listen, unless you're in a hurry to go out and marry some other guy.
Which is another bad idea.
Which is another bad. Just relax. What's your alternative here? You want to start dating tomorrow? Just relax. Give it some time. See what God does.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. designed for children ages 4 to 11. The Kids Flag page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum.
Oh, yeah.
Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come on the Mark Gunger Show, because we're just halfway through. So if you have a marital question, relational question, dating question, you can email it to us at radio@markgunger.com. Our studio here is finally finished. So now they're wiring stuff, getting ready to start video streaming. We were talking the other day, we might shoot this probably preset with the possibility that someone might pick up the show, the video part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who knows? At least, which would mean we'd have to actually pause for a couple more breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, more than just 15?
Yeah. Okay.
Half,
yeah.
Quarter.
Not major breaks, just short breaks, which is the problem is, you know, we only have a few things that we advertise on mm-hmm. the show. We see it in the same commercial here pretty much all year long. Probably drives people crazy. So we don't really, if we need, we need to fill it up with some spots and stuff like okay. that. So let me just throw this out. If you have a product, service, something that you sell nationwide or even worldwide via the internet or 800 numbers and stuff, you'd like to get the word out about what you do, we can put your spots on here for free in our world,
mm-hmm.
You know. So especially if we're going to have to – if we decide to do this – I don't want you to keep hearing the same Mark Gunger spots over and over again. It'll drive me crazy. So if you have something that you think, yeah, I got something. You know, I got a website. We sell this, or we have this service, or I do insurance for this, that, or that, whatever, you know, or I don't care what this product service is. Well, I guess
it's prostitution.
You better say you care.
If it's a prostitution service, we might only allow a 30-second spot for that. But anyway –
there are some questionable things you will not hawk on your show.
So, but assuming it's something not immoral or illegal, if you have something, say, well, what the heck? You know, contact Ross at laughyourway.com. So it's Ross, R-O-S-S-S.
That's right.
It's his email. Ross.
You need that third S. It's
Ross,
key.
It's for Ross Skorzewski. So it's R-O-S-S-S at laughyourway.com. And say, yeah, Ross, I got this thing or whatever, and help put together a 30, 60-second spot. And, you know, who knows? Put it on the show, and maybe get some extra business or something like that. I have no idea.
We'll only expect 90% of the profits made from our...
So this one, we're literally, if we do this, and I'm saying if, but I'd still be open to let some other people run spots anyway.
Sure.
But if we do this, we definitely need some more spots because, you know... Well, what will happen is we'll have to pause
mm-hmm.
for the TV things, and then they would run their own spots,
right.
yep.
you know, on whatever network and stuff that would pick it up, you know, and we have no idea anybody would or will. Who knows?
Right.
I don't know. If it does, it'll be like 2 a.m. on some, you know, Christian TV station yep. in Bangladesh or something, you know. Which,
unknown.
Yeah, whatever. But if we pause for these little spots, we actually need things to fill it, at least on the radio side. So. If you have a product, service, anything, you think, yeah, man, we got something, email Ross, Ross, R-O-S-S-S, at laughyourway.com, and say, yeah, we got this, that, or the other, and help put together a spot for you. And who knows? It might actually benefit you. I have no idea. Thousands of people listen to the show. Somebody out there might want mm-hmm. something you have.
They might.
There you go. All right, so back to the emails.
Okay, this email, it's another man behaving badly. Kind of similar to the prior email. She says, okay, here's my hot mess of a situation. My husband and I have been together for 10 years, married for 6. We have 2 kids together and have been military for 6 years, military family for 6 years. Gone through 2 deployments, countless trainings, and been forced to be away from each other. My husband has always enjoyed pornography and masturbating, and I had always forbade it from the home. However, was fine that he did it when he was away, basically because I knew he was going to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. As the years passed, our sex life has turned into more of a John Doe's fantasy session, asking me to do uncomfortable things and being obsessed with oral sex. This had, in turn, forced me to shut down sexually because I felt like he wanted his own porn movie instead of sex with his wife. He had even requested we have a third person join us in the bedroom, and of course I said, heck no. I'm sorry, I'd have said something a little bit more than heck no. There would have been choice words coming out of my mouth.
At what point do you draw the line where you think
it's okay to...
You ask your wife.
Hey, babe, you mind?
Do you mind if we bring in another woman?
Well, I suppose if she was letting things go and letting things go and he was getting her to do a little more, a little more, a little more, a little more, that then it wasn't like he just walked up to her one day out of the blue.
I think, you know, who... Does he have somebody in mind?
I don't know.
I don't know. She said no. What line do you cross in your head? Unreal. Okay. And listen to this, ladies. This is what happens. You guys who do porn, you're like, oh, it's no big deal, no masturbating. What happens is they become bored with real sex.
Sure.
It's no longer about making love to you. What was the other lady said? I felt like I was in a porn
movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about making love to you.
And
these stupid
you.
Sex experts, you know, who talk about, porn is a great way to spice up your sex life. No, it's not.
No.
I mean, how can they be so stupid? Women do not get into, by and large.
There's some
now,
that
some
do.
Women who do. But by and large, a woman doesn't want to be treated while you're fantasizing about some other woman.
No. To know that you just went online and looked at some chick and
then
girl in bed
to
with
do
me
you
in,
and
in your head.
Yeah.
It's all about her and it's not about me. Forget that.
Unreal. And it ruins your sex life.
Yes. So anyway, she goes on to say he was caught sending inappropriate emails to a female coworker, and she forced that friendship to end. And then he looked into hiring a hooker. She said, finally this past winter, he was gone for 3 months to another training. We talked every day. The sex life was better. They went to see Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, and things seemed great. 2 days after coming home from being gone training, he asked for a divorce because while he was away at his training, he met someone and had a sexual affair basically the whole time that he was gone
on the training.
He
did, yeah.
And he had been continuing to talk to this woman. So the wife begged him to stay. She said, I prayed and I had become closer with God than I ever had in my life. He moved out. Almost 4 months have passed and he's still out of the house. And I have since then began losing my own feelings for him, she says. I'm moving on and recently made a horrible decision to start talking to another man. She said nothing happened. She realized, you know, that she needed to not go down this horrible path. Now, the husband and his mistress have apparently called it off, and it seems like the husband is starting to have a change of heart. He says his feelings are coming back, but he says he's having trouble because of the angry side of me that he has seen recently.
He wants to come back, you said?
Yeah, now the husband he's cut off with the mistress, and now he wants to come
back.
Why
does he want to come back?
I don't know. Maybe because it went south with the mistress.
Probably.
I don't know. And now he's upset with the wife because the wife is upset at him over all of the things that have transpired.
Uh-huh.
He says things that insinuate that he wants to start rebuilding a relationship that will lead back into our marriage and gets upset when I do not tend to him like I did when we were together. She says, I feel like he is so selfish and doesn't even see it. I know that I have my flaws and I have to work on, but I feel like he's not sorry on what he's done, but he's not remorseful. If she brings back up the past, he freaks out about it and doesn't want to talk about it. The pastor said, biblically, she has the grounds for divorce, but that doesn't mean the marriage cannot be restored. She says the husband...
It's like the other lady we were talking about.
Yes.
You have the grounds for it. It's not always the best answer. I mean, it's like divorce is... Again, it's not much of an answer.
No.
Sometimes there's no other choice, and what are you going to do? But
well, just to wait him out. She says the husband doesn't have a relationship with Christ, nor does he seem interested. He still attends our church to hear the message, but's made it clear that he has no interest in putting God in the center of our marriage.
Uh-huh.
Where my stipulation has been from the beginning of this fiasco that God must be in the center or the marriage is doomed. She wants to know, if he cannot commit to a godly marriage, is it okay that I just cut the ties?
You can cut the ties because he's an adulterating piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
But my advice would be, if you can save your marriage, save your marriage.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to love Jesus for you to save your marriage.
No. And you know, if he's willing to go to church and sits there, you never know what can happen on any given Sunday.
Yeah, just let God. It's God's problem, mm-hmm. you know. But if he's willing to live with you, Paul specifically said, look, if the unbeliever is willing to live with you, then live with him. He doesn't have to, you don't have to make it a godly marriage. He doesn't have to love Jesus, and you can still have a great marriage. Mm-hmm. But getting a great marriage means you have to lay down the rules on this stuff. You cannot do this. Say, I want to have normal sex with you, real sex. I want to be a lover to you. I want you to make love to me. I don't want you to be in fantasy land. No more porn, no more masturbating, no more weird things in the bedroom. And be specific. I'm not going to do this, that, or that, or anymore. And if you can't get good with that, then don't come home. And just wait him out. You know? The guy's obviously, he's probably got sexual addiction, sounds to me.
If he's checking into threesomes and hookers.
Hookums and plugging ins and outdoings. And
that's not.
He's probably got.
That's far from
sounds
normal.
Like a sexual addiction to me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if he can't break that, that's what you got to do. Don't make it about he has to believe in Jesus. Take that off the table. Bible says he doesn't have, at this point, he doesn't have to believe in Jesus.
No, he doesn't. You're right.
But you do not have to tolerate this bad behavior. And you make that clear. And if he can't get, and address him, say, man, do you got a sexual addiction? You know, you need threesomes, you need prostitutes, you need to be doing this weird thing and that weird. You know, I don't want to do that. I want
that's someone, well over the
I
line.
I want a man who'll be a lover to me. And let's just enjoy normal sex. And if that's boring to you, you got a problem.
Yeah. It's true.
Seriously, you idiots that's very out true. There. The vagina, apparently, isn't enough. I'm so bored with the vagina. Man, if you're bored.
And I'm bored with one. I need more than one.
Well, and the thing is, they are bored with it because it's got to be oral sex. It's got to be this. Mm-hmm. It's got to be that. And probably anal sex. And God knows what other kind of things they're thinking of. Always pushing the envelope because they're never satisfied, these guys. They have an addiction. There's something wrong in their heads. That's what happens when you guys get into this stuff, man. It'll ruin your sex. It doesn't give you great sex. It sounds like great sex. It's exciting for it, but it does. It robs you, man. It always ends up badly. So take off the plate. You need to believe in Jesus. All right? You're already married to the guy. If he's willing to be with you, great. But you lay down the rules. We don't do this anymore. And if you can't live without this, you need to go get some help. And suggest he gets plugged into, you know, some kind of sexual addiction thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a dating question.
I love dating questions.
He says, Mark, Dine, and Ross, first of all, thank you for all you do, all of you do. So much truth and insight in your shows. Okay, it's real long. I'm condensing it. He says, I'm a 57-year-old man separated and divorced for almost 5 years now after 32 years of marriage. Gave my life to Christ a month after separating. I made a vow of celibacy until marriage shortly after my conversion. So apparently celibacy until he decides to remarry. Mm-hmm. He's heard what you said about a single mom not dating until her kids are grown. And that's the second time he's heard this. Apparently almost 3 years ago, he met a woman when he was on a business trip to Mexico that had a child and said the same thing, that she would not... While her kids were, I guess, two boys, ages 9 and 11.
Shit?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but she's from Mexico. So Mexico. Living down there. They spent like 5 days together, and he really got it bad for her, and they speak on the phone, and so they've struck up this sort of long-distance relationship.
But oh, she must be in Mexico then.
She's in Mexico, yeah. Here's the...
Did she say this to you?
Bésame, bésame mucho.
So here's his question. He says, right now I am prepared to wait for her, even if it's 10 years. Uh-huh. Until God places someone else in my path or her path, I am prepared to wait. Uh-huh. We have both handed it over to God. In the meantime, should we spend time together in person? We have entertained me going down to Mexico to spend time helping her with her businesses, but have not followed through on that. What are your thoughts about us spending time together, or do we wait till the boys are out of her home? Both of her boys know about me. I speak with them on the phone periodically.
Bésame. Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez.
Anyway, you know what? No sense in stoking the fires when you can't put them out.
That's right.
Okay? If you can't be with her or anybody else for, and what's his reason
for
it again?
Because of waiting until her children are out of the house, which would be 10 years.
Well, then we'd call her back in 10 years.
Yeah. I wouldn't play with it's that in that the 10
saying,
years
you
in
know,
the meantime.
There's no way, dude.
No.
All you're going to do is you're going to go crazy and get frustrated and you're going to feel bad because every time you're getting around her, you're going to want to say to her, baby, I love you. Come close to me. Put your arms around me while we pray.
Yeah.
Bésame means to kiss me. Bésame mucho means to kiss me a lot.
Como si fuera esta noche.
Kiss me like it's the last time. Tonight will be the last time we'll ever kiss again. So Should I translate the whole thing?
Besame, kiss me. Kiss me a lot, baby, 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 baby.
Diane is so unamused.
No, 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 I'm listening.
I'm afraid, I'm she says. You're going to leave me. I'm going to lose you afterwards. Actually, it's kind of a dumb song. The words are a little strange, but I like that song.
I know you do. You were just looking for a reason to play it.
Hey, it's a Mexican chick.
I would stay away from that. If you want to talk to her on the internet.
This advice goes for everybody. You know, it's like these stupid college kids. I don't want to get married. Well, then quit dating.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to date. Then get married.
Because dating leads to marriage and sex. Yes, it does.
People are so goofy.
If you date and hang out with somebody and have that relationship, eventually you're
going to
want
to have sex. I don't want my teenagers having sex or getting serious about marriage. Then don't let them date when they're 16.
It's silly.
People. How dumb are you people? Good grief. So you love this woman. You want to be with this woman. You want to wait till her kids leave the house. Well, dude, you're asking for a lot. Don't. Let her go. Just let her go.
Wait.
If you're still both single and 10 years. Now, the thing is, he's going to be 67 at this point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Are you going to want to feel like that anymore?
10 years.
Yeah.
10 years. I mean, he'll wait 10 years. Well, you know how you think, oh, I love her so much. I'll wait forever. You know how people get all caught up in that.
Have fun with them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it sounds like nice and ideal, but I think it's kind of impossible.
You know, 67, practical. You hope the plumbing still works. 67.
Yeah.
You know, you want to get together with a girl and...
And we are back once again with John Francesa.
Which is hard to do if you can't raise the flag. So anyway, you know, I don't know. Who knows?
Okay.
Can
we just go there again?
It's not like you can't raise the flag. That's 67.
But there ain't going to be no clashing of cymbals, though.
I hope there's still cymbals crashing and flag raising when I'm 87.
You hope so.
That's what I'm hoping.
Just not little tin whistles.
But 10 years, waiting 10 years when you're 17 is one thing.
Yeah.
Waiting 10 years when you're 57, dude, TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life, move on. You know, if you want to be with some woman, try and find some woman who's available now.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I don't know.
You know, but keeping a relationship with her is going to be tough because, you know, here's the thing. If you really love somebody and you want to be with someone, you're going to be wanting to be singing, Besame, Besame Mucho. If you can be with someone that close and you don't feel like Besame Mucho,
well, that's why they're continents apart, you with them? You know, or at least this whole continent apart if she's from Mexico.
How smart is that anyway? I live in Mexico. You live in. Who's going to move to who? Where?
Yeah.
I mean, you're really talking some complications here.
It seems like maybe you should find someone a little more local.
Life isn't hard enough, apparently, for people.
Apparently not.
Apparently, life is so easy that we've got to work at making it more complicated. Yeah.
But I think there's something that people think. Seriously, like I said, oh, I love her so much, I'll wait forever. It's like this fantasy movie, so romantic that she has my heart and I'll wait forever.
Well, if you can wait and not sin sexually and not be looking at porn and masturbating and not for 10 more years.
But then I wouldn't go down and spend weeks in Mexico with her.
No, I wouldn't even go. It just makes no sense. Dude, you're being silly. You're just being flat out silly.
I'm sorry.
It sounds romantic, but you're being a dork.
I don't think there's any man in the world worth me waiting 10 years for.
Oh,
come on.
Does
that mean to say?
You would wait for me for 20 years.
Is that mean? I mean, is that awful?
This guy gets the go button.
10 years? Who's worth that? I mean, honestly.
10, yeah, that's, I don't know.
That's a long time.
Oh, yeah. I don't,
10 years.
It sounds romantic in movies and stuff. But
I know, but in reality.
Now, some of that stuff can happen. You know, back in the Bible days when they all lived a gazillion years. And which guy was a... He worked for 7 years for the...
Oh, for Rachel and Leah.
Right, Rachel and Leah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he...
7 years for one. Yeah. Got the wrong one.
Yeah.
Seven years for the one he wanted.
14 years this guy worked.
But they lived a lot longer.
They did. And the other thing is, I mean, he wasn't out messing around
no,
with her.
No,
they had nothing to do with her.
No.
At least for the first seven.
Well,
he waited the next second. He's still having sex with his sister, which is very dysfunctional, yeah. Man. That's all very weird.
I mean, if you meet somebody or you went to school with them and then 10 years later your path crosses again and the interest is still there, I get that. But doing this weird, oh, I'll wait for you, I don't really understand that. I couldn't do it. Maybe I'm just a lesser person, but I couldn't do it.
No, I think it's a little weird. Yeah, so it was Jacob. Jacob and doing all that. So.
Rachel and Leah.
Okay. Boy, and Laban, what a turd he was. So the deal was I'll work for 7 years so I get.
That was cheat.
Rachel.
That was a big cheat on his part.
And that's something people talk about this whole. You have to understand, in these guys didn't even date.
Right.
He did not know this woman. So on the wedding night when it's dark, he gets the sister. He doesn't
know it's
the sister. Until the next morning.
And it's like, whoops, wrong
way. Now, how is that possible? Because they never talked.
Right.
They never.
It was arranged.
I promise you, after dating my wife for a few weeks, I would have known her from anybody.
Right.
Okay? When you get together with a woman.
That you don't even know.
And you think it's another woman, and you don't even find out the lights go on in the morning.
Whoops.
That's
a little crazy.
That's how little they dated people. Put that in context. For thousands of years, men and women did not date at all. And that's when the families put it together. Interesting. All right.
Okay. Are you ready for someone who wants to set you straight and challenge your theology?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay.
I'm a great theologian.
Okay. This is rather long and a bunch of other things, but I'll get right to the part where he's challenging you. He says, please allow me to say this respectfully. In your video, you made 4 references to the Bible, but you erred in the theology on 2 of these references.
What? And I would err?
And your teachings were not biblically centered. In your video, you stereotype that women are givers and men are takers, but this is not true.
It's not true.
Neither gender has monopoly on taking or giving. Both are probably about the same.
How is that biblically unsound?
I don't know. He says, the first apostles gave of their lives
but
for the gospel.
How is that biblically unsound? Where in the Bible? He says, I'm biblical. Quote the Bible. Does he quote the Bible?
No,
he's
he just
idiot.
Says that the apostles gave their lives and the soldiers gave their lives.
Let me set you straight, but I'm not going to use.
I'm not going to use the Bible to straighten out your unbiblical thinking.
No, what he's saying
thinking.
Is that in the Bible, all of these men gave their lives, just like you're saying that women are givers, so the men have to be givers. So
everybody gives at some point. I'm saying by nature. I doubt that the Peter sat around thinking all day long. Oh, what can I do to make Susie happy? Oh, what can I do?
There were women who gave their lives
like
for the gospel,
I know,
too.
He doesn't get it. Okay, he doesn't get it. He gets the goat button for that. Where's that goat button?
Okay.
There, he's been goated.
Here's his next point. Also, you mentioned in your video that it's okay for women to use sex as a reward system by making it conditional on good deeds done by their husbands.
That's not what I said.
You do this for me and I'll reward you with sex. But what does the Bible say?
Yes.
Your teaching is not what the Bible says. You erred in your theology and on this point.
Yes.
Further, you mentioned that women need to train their husbands while all of us, both men and women, need to
learn. The biblical
part
he's talking about there is the Bible says we should not deny each other sexually.
Right.
Okay, but that's straight out withholding. You don't have the right to just say no to your spouse and you can't have sex anymore.
But that's the way people...
No, that's what the Bible says. That's fine, and I agree with it. That's not what I'm talking about.
But people say that's what
you're talking
about.
You mean to tell me in the day-to-day playfulness between a husband and wife, you can't play with this?
Apparently not.
Well, what a dork he is. What a miserable situation. So you can't play with this. And you mean to tell me on the other extreme that no matter how a woman is treated by her husband, she has to have sex with her husband?
There's people who believe that. You know
that. You think that's what the Bible's teaching you, that a woman's only response is she has to put out. If you think that's what the Bible thinks, you are, in my opinion, an idiot. I'm sure you're a nice idiot, but an idiot nonetheless.
Wrapped up in a moron by chance?
Yeah. Who knows? So the point is the idea I teach, no one teaches harder than me, that you don't have the right to just shut off your spouse.
Right. Absolutely.
Especially when there's no reason at all. There's not. You don't have the right to, because the Bible condemns that. That's what the Bible condemns. If you think that one verse means that you can't be playful with each other sexually, you're crazy. And if you mean that one verse means a woman has to have sex with her husband, even though he's mean and horrible to her, you are crazy.
Well, apparently that's what he thinks.
He's crazy.
All right, now he has a problem with your training men, too.
He gets another go button.
He says both men and women need to learn and grow from experience, but training is not for men. It's for animals like a dog.
When I was single, train up your children in the way they would go.
He says,
God trains us. He teaches us. The role of the Holy Spirit is a teacher, which means to train. Again, goat button, you are an idiot. Next.
He says, when I was single, if a woman ever said to me that she would use sex as a manipulative tool for punishment or reward.
I didn't say manipulative tool. Boy.
That's how he's seen.
Really digging
I know a lot of people do this. Look, this is a big point. I get more static on that one point than anything, and I don't care. They can all stick it as far as I'm concerned. What are you saying on the opposite side? The opposite side of that is what they're saying is a woman has to have sex with me. You have to have sex with me. You're my wife. I can treat you like crap. I can ignore you. I can abandon you all day long. I can do whatever I want. And the Bible says you have to have sex
with
me. Well,
there's people who think that.
Well, they're wrong. They're just wrong.
But they think that.
Well, he's wrong.
Okay. He says if the woman...
He has another go button.
If the woman said she would need to train him once we were married...
Oh, yeah, and I can see a woman. All right, I'm going to use sex to manipulate you.
And train you.
That's what I say. Go around manipulating your spouse with your body.
I ask you if you were up for this. Okay.
I'm up for it. I'm just hitting him back.
He says, what does the Bible say about training? It does say something, and that is if a godly woman has an unbelieving husband or a husband who needs a behavioral change, then she can win him over by her quiet, godly example. In other words, by her love and goodness to him and her godly behavior towards God. Both men and women need to return to God's principles of family, love, and marriage, and in all these areas of their lives.
Anything else?
Is this guy even married?
That's it. Hold it. This is for him.
We have rid ourselves of this.
Yes, he is married.
Flush him down.
So he's the guy that...
Super spiritual, unbiblical nonsense. Idiots. They're just... I'm telling you. I know a lot of people who get mad at me.
I know.
They're
all think like that.
They're wrong. Now, when we get to heaven, we can fight it out in front of Jesus.
Right.
But I think you're flat out puking wrong. That you can't build an entire doctrine off of one verse in the Bible. And to take one verse that Paul's talking in the context of talking about denying each other.
So you can't deny under any circumstance.
That's absurd.
I agree with you.
Due to bad behavior, a guy's coming in drunk and committing adultery, and the wife is still obligated to have sex with him, you are out of your ever-loving mind.
I concur.
You think that's what the Bible teaches. You're crazy. Show me where else in the Bible you see anything like that supported. The same teachings about in the home are the same teachings that about in the church. The same Bible that says a woman should submit to her husband is the same Bible that says that churches should submit to their pastors. Let me ask you, Mr. Spiritual Dorkball. Your pastor comes into church. He's drunk. He's feeling up women. He's stealing money. You going to just submit to him? Bet you $1,000 he doesn't submit to him. I bet you he's the first one that calls the elders of the church.
Oh, I'm sure he would be.
Business meeting and they vote that pastor out. But brother, the Bible says you're supposed to submit to your pastor. Well, not if he's... Well, that's the point.
I question whether he probably is submitted all right now anyways.
When you get to bad behavior, the rules change. You think that in the home, a woman is obligated to submit to a man no matter how she is treated, you are crazy. And I feel sorry for your wife. And it's guys like you that puts such a bad spin and a bad face on Christianity. It's guys like you that people say, I don't want to be part of Christianity because you're oppressive to women. You think the Bible teaches no matter how a man treats a woman, she has to shut up and have sex with him. You are out of your ever-loving mind. You get that from one verse, you're just crazy. You're just wrong. Flush that email down the toilet. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Bible.
Storm in the castle.